Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. July 9th, 2020. Michael Leitman, on Quora, what does it mean to love your neighbor as yourself? As much as we depict the extent of our love for ourselves, we need to love others to that same extent. The more we develop, the more we perceive love your neighbor as yourself differently. As the human ego, the attribute of self-love, constantly grows in each and every person, then the more we develop, the more we love ourselves. Our self-love should then serve as an example for how we should love others. The path to reaching love your neighbor as yourself is thus a path that has a necessary first stage, which is defined as don't do to others what you hate. By exercising not doing to others what we hate, we gradually learn how to rise above the ego that separates us from each other, developing the quality of bestowal above our innate quality of reception, developing our readiness to reach the sublime state of love your neighbor as yourself. In other words, love your neighbor as yourself is not merely a pleasant slogan, but a state of absolute positive connection above the ego, where we perceive and sense a completely different reality to the one we feel in our inborn ego. Reaching such a state requires a surrounding society of people willing to support each other in order to achieve that goal. Otherwise, if there is a lack of agreement among anyone in such a society, where even one remains in the natural egoistic drive for self-love, it then harms everyone's ability to achieve a common state of love. Michael Leitman, on Quora. Are you aware that love is all we need? In an era when social division and hatred is soaring, and when authorities and human reasoning fail to contain the surging negative emotions, the world definitely needs a shift to a whole, inclusive and absolute form of love. It is common to think of love as an illogical sensation that emerges seemingly out of thin air, and that there is no real reason to love each other. However, the power of love is all that can bring us together upon our divisions, and guide us to a more positive world. We are developing into times where we will feel on our flesh that love is a necessity, that without love, life will become increasingly painful, and with love, we will rise to a whole new harmonious dimension that we've never experienced before. On the Threshold of a New Formation, Integral Society Part 2. Nature requires human society to be reorganized according to the principles of integration and rapprochement, establishment of harmonious relations, of people with each other. How will this affect the world of entrepreneurship? As a result, everyone should join in one common business around the globe as one humanity. More than 50 years ago, we started talking about the butterfly effect, about universal dependence in a global integrated system. 50 years ago, we did not want to make this change out of awareness and goodwill, and now we will have to do it involuntarily. We don't want it and we don't agree, but we have no choice. We will have to build unified public, state, economic and industrial systems in all sectors and all countries together. The question arises, what practical steps should each business owner take to adapt it to the new integral law? The main problem is not how to execute the law, but who executes it. We should start by teaching all employees new relationships, connections, with each other as a single system, at least in the minimal way possible. It is clear that integration is a multi-stage process, but it must begin. Therefore, we need to organize training courses for employees of each business. Everyone should know what the law of integration includes, where it comes from, what it requires of us, and why we are obliged to comply with it. Its implementation guarantees us great gains and success in general and in particular, that is, each in their personal life, and collectively in society and the whole world. Those who can adapt themselves to the law of integration will be more successful in all the activities of this world. Gradually, everyone will have to come to this sooner or later. Employees must understand that they depend on each other and are connected because they are in the same system. The success of an organization depends on how close employees are to reciprocating each other. This is understood even today, and much is being done to strengthen relationships in a team. But the main difference is that now this is done in order to increase one's ability to compete, stomp on the opponent, and take his place. In the integral world, we initially build such systems of relationships that everyone strives to be together, wants to help, and opens themselves to others. This approach guarantees their future success. This is to the extent that if I see that another factory that produces the same product has managed to make it cheaper and better, then I shut down my entire manufacturing in order to help the competing company and the whole of humanity achieve the best results. I am guided by only one criterion, the benefit of humanity, the benefit of the consumer. After all, why would I produce the same product and try to beat a competitor with all sorts of dirty ploys? I'd rather let the whole world enjoy the best product. I think about the benefits of the consumer, the benefits of the world, and in this I see my profit. This is a real revolution, because until today, the business owner thought about how to break everyone and remain alone without competitors. And now, in order to succeed, he must take into account the law of integration, which turns around his way of thinking and forces him to care about the good of the consumer, the good of humanity. The concept of business changes radically. I run my own business and know what is happening around the world in this field. I see who is producing the same product. We always give in to the one who is more successful and try to support and strengthen him. I act in the interest of the consumer, in the interest of the advancement of humanity, not in the interest of my personal pocket. I can give my equipment to a competitor and help them in every way in order for them to succeed. And likewise in everything. This breaks the law of competition. Competition remains, but in a different form. Whoever is better is whom we elevate, and all the others are included in him or disappear from the market altogether. Business people are always interested in the business perspective, that is, the answer to the question of what will be in demand tomorrow. What is most in demand in business right now is to sort out all the products produced by humanity, and remove everything that is not urgently needed. Closing unnecessary businesses is the most successful business. The success of a business depends on good relationships between employees, not on equipment and skills. Professional training will take a back seat, giving way to human relationships. Within the relationships between people, we will begin to understand, feel, and discover how to do business more successfully. After all, success is determined only by our connections with each other. From Cab TV's A New Life, June 22, 2020. The Times of Israel published my new article, The Benefits of Diversity. It is written in the Mishnah, Sotah, 9:15, that at the end of days, hatred will soar. Judging by what is happening today, we're nearing the end of days. Never has so much hatred been spewed on social media, newspapers, and television, and the wave only seems to crest ever higher. It's not as if there are no quiet places anymore, but the zeitgeist is simply toxic. One word out of line, and it is super easy to cross the line, and you're banned, excommunicated from the world. The racial hatred and anti-racist protests we have seen lately are part of that murky tide. Like all waves, racism-driven riots will have their crests and troughs, but the trend is definitely toward a giant storm. The hatred will not stop there. As hatred intensifies and spreads, fragments within each group will split from the main core and form smaller camps that will fight against each other. Society will disintegrate and anarchy will reign. It is written in the Talmud, Sanhedrin 98b, that even the greatest sages would not want to live at the end of days. Clearly, we are not there yet, but we are heading there. If we don't reverse course, we'll get there sooner than we realize. The role of hatred. The problem is that we think that hatred is all bad and harmful. We're trying not to hate, but by doing so, we're missing the chance to correct it until we face a more intense eruption of hatred. Hatred is the dislike we feel toward anything that is not us. Our sense of uniqueness is deeply rooted in our psyche, but it is there for a good reason. We perceive only through opposites. If we didn't grasp the sensation of darkness, we wouldn't know that there is light. If we didn't feel what cold is, we wouldn't be able to feel warmth. Likewise, if we didn't feel hate, we wouldn't be able to feel love. Therefore, when hatred surfaces, we shouldn't try to stifle or deny it. Instead, we should make a conscious effort to increase our love for the object of our hatred to the point that it is bigger than the hatred that has surfaced. If all the parties involved in the manifestation of hatred participate in the effort, the result will be greater love than ever before. If not all parties take part, the whole process is hopeless. If all parts of society engage in this endeavor, we will increase the love in our world to levels that we've never seen before, and it will be precisely because of the unprecedented level of hatred which forced us to forge a matching level of love. By denying the legitimacy of hate, we are denying the world of love, and sentence it to more intense manifestations of hate that will soon follow. According to this paradigm, everything that we hate is actually a springboard to experience in greater love. If today, the most intense hatred manifests between races, this is precisely where the new level of love should appear. However, this will only happen if both sides work together on increasing the love between them to the extent of the current hatred. I realize this is a completely novel idea and contradicts most everything that we've been taught. But on the other hand, what we've been taught isn't working anymore, so it's time to try a new direction. The idea is simple. The other person is different from me, I dislike the other person, and I want that person hurt or at least gone. This hatred is what is fueling all the violence we've seen in recent weeks and months. If we leave it at that, it'll blow up the entire country. So instead of letting it fester and grow, we should all make conscious efforts to increase our love for one another, even though it's clearly fake. Surprisingly, however, our efforts will bear fruit and we will find that we can love people who, a moment ago, we couldn't stand. It is a very practical paradigm, it demands courage and commitment, and it is the country's only hope for avoiding complete meltdown. Michael Leitman, on Quora, does the Tree of Life from the Bible have any connection to the Tree of Life found in Kabbalah? In the Wisdom of Kabbalah, the Tree of Life describes a specific spiritual phenomenon. The Wisdom of Kabbalah is defined as a sequence of roots that hang down by way of cause and consequence, weaving to a single exalted goal, the person's discovery of the upper light, the Creator. The Tree of Life is that entire cause and effect chain. It is a formation that emanates from the upper light that fills reality, through a series of concealments that dim the light, down to the final filter of our world, where it continues acting through our entire universe. As humans, the light guides our development. We first exist in this world to preserve ourselves like rocks, then grow like plants, move like animals, and finally, connect socially as human beings. Toward the end of our development, we begin feeling the original upper light acting in our lives. It causes us to feel a certain kind of emptiness in the ways we have fulfilled ourselves up until today, surfacing existential questions within us. According to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, such a state marks the beginning of our ascent from this world up the Tree of Life, to our source. The light continues guiding the development of this new desire that emerges. It also gives us opportunities to strengthen its influence upon us, so that we can accelerate our way up the Tree of Life. The Wisdom of Kabbalah details this process of spiritual awakening and how to navigate our ascent to our life's source. Michael Leitman, on Quora, how long does a spiritual awakening take? The length of time for each person's spiritual awakening depends on the state of the collective system we are all parts of, which develops to an increasingly unified state, and how we are needed in that system. A person is a small part of the collective system, called the soul of Adam HaRishon in the wisdom of Kabbalah. This system determines each person's appearance in this world and development toward our final unified state. Our initial spiritual awakening takes place involuntarily. We are given a desire for spirituality, called a point in the heart, which is expressed as questions about life's meaning and purpose. Such questions lead us through different environments until we find one that provides us with a path to their fulfillment. When on this path, we then need only do whatever is in our hands to do, and then the time it takes to receive further spiritual awakening no longer depends on us. The spiritual path divides into stages of knowledge, understanding, and finally, attainment. Attainment of spirituality in our senses takes the longest amount of time. Spiritual attainment means not only understanding the system's intelligence, but also completely internalizing all of its connections, working with it as a partner. Reaching such a state means harmonizing with the collective system we are parts of, benefiting the system by contributing to its harmony, and discovering the root of our soul. Coming closer together in the modern world. Question: what is required now of people all over the world? Answer: to accept the system of the correct attitude to themselves and to nature, love your neighbor as yourself, and create an absolutely complete, integral mutual connection between all people in the world. As it is written, they shall beat their swords into plowshares. Therefore, I hope that we will move toward this now. At least, according to Kabbalah, we live in a time, in an era, that will force us to come closer to each other and create a correct society. From Kab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, May 10, 2020. Know the route that starts our lives. Question: what kind of force is pushing us to find the answer to the question, what is the meaning of life? It would seem, enjoy everything, throw this garbage out of your head, and live a full life here and now. What constantly drives us to search? Answer: it does not depend on you, but on the root of your soul. In man, besides the desire to enjoy this world, this life, to be better than others, stronger, more respected, etc., there is one more small, but the most internal desire, to learn the meaning of life. After all, without comprehending it, everything else seems very small, temporary, and transient. The desire to understand the meaning of life, to find out why a person is born, is very good, but it must be realized. For this it is necessary to rise above life, because in life itself, in simple existence, there is no sense. And to rise higher, you need to master a special technique. Question: what does higher mean? What is above life? Answer: its root is where our life starts, where it is controlled, where all the signals come to us, and where the signals from our world come. From Kab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, May 24, 2020. Is man a spiritual being or an animal? Question: what is a person? Is it a spiritual being or an animal? Answer: it depends on the person in question. If we are talking about a person in our world, then, in principle, this is an animal that is triggered by an egoistic instinct. At every instant, he explores what is good for him, and tries to do only this. In this respect, he or she is no different from animals except for increased desire. Our world is built on the desire to enjoy, and a person has a higher desire than others. Therefore, he basically conquered the world. At the same time, this desire belittles him the most because it does not work for his benefit. In general, we do not go beyond the animal world. There are four levels of nature: inanimate, vegetative, animate, and human. Man is the next level of our development, when we begin to rise above our egoistic desire to the opposite altruistic desire and can see nature, the world, and the forces that rule our world from above. That is when we are called man from the word Adam, meaning like the Creator. The Creator is the whole universe with all its integral forces. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, May 24, 2020. Once again about the meaning of life. Question. Many people believe that the value and meaning of life are in family and they do not need any creator. Life is very difficult now. Therefore, will the one who overcomes all the problems in the family be the one who reaches the meaning of life? Answer, I cannot agree with that. How can the meaning of life be in something that ends? It means that the meaning ends too. Of course, family is important. It is important to fulfill yourself in the fact that you have a home and children. However, these are the necessary conditions for further growth from them and not only to remain in your cocoon, in your nest. What is the point in that? To wait until you are carried feet first out of there? I believe that this is not the answer to the question of the meaning of life. Question: why can't the meaning of life be in life itself? After all, we see from nature that this is how all communities are organized: birds, fish, and ants. How do people differ? Why should we suffer more than animals? Answer: if the meaning of life for me exists only at the level of birds and fish, and I am the same animal as they are, then there is nothing else. Then I live this life as long as I live, and that is where everything ends. However, if this does not satisfy me and a question arises in me about the true meaning of life, then I must look for an answer to it. For this, I need a method that reveals this meaning. And it is in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Or people turn to religion, engage in all sorts of calming techniques. But that is their business. It all comes down to luck. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, May 17, 2020. Man in an Interconnected World, Part 6. Fulfillment in the Society of the Future. Question: what will a person be filled with in the society of the future? Answer: a person in the future society will be filled only on account of a higher comprehension of the amazing connection of all the properties and forces of nature, all of its integral picture, which is called the glow of Shehinah. Comprehension of this unique, harmonious deed will be the highest pleasure for a person. Question: will a person receive pleasure from the process of establishing connections with other people and this will be filled? Answer: yes. In connection with other people, he will begin to reveal the single power of nature, and this will fill and exalt him. Question: can this be called love? Answer: call it love. It's just that in our view love is something completely opposite, selfish pleasure. From Cab TV's The Post-Coronavirus Era, April 16, 2020. The future of high fashion? Question: according to a sociologist of fashion, fashion is coming to an end. Now the top fashion houses like Versace, Armani, Lagerfeld, Dolce & Gabbana, Yves Saint Laurent, and Chanel, whom the world followed, will have to reconsider everything they were based on. What do you think they should come to? In your opinion, what is your ideology of future fashion? Answer: the ideology will be built through the blows to our egoism. It will teach us to do what is comfortable for us and for others. And this will appear beautiful to us. Beauty is in simplicity, and in something that is easy to communicate, and you feel free with, and not that it strikes and crushes, like in royal palaces. Remark: but still, it captured the imagination. Answer: that time is over. Question: what is the root of this phenomenon? Why was it like that? Answer: to impress gentlemen. Gentlemen were raised to be impressed by such ladies. Question: How do we connect fashion to egoism's development? Answer: egoism develops along with the mind too. This involves the mind, not just naked egoism. Therefore, I believe fashion will change toward optimality. We even see from our regular suits that they are becoming more practical. I hope that the world is turning, and very successfully, toward optimization. I think humanity will grow wiser faster, that is, it will not let itself be dragged back into that swamp, which inventors of fashion, cars, clothes, and anything else want to drag us. Question: what would you recommend to famous trendsetters? Answer: to clarify that their time has passed. Let them switch to another style that is comfortable. Everything must be done very practically, so that a person is comfortable and simple. That is most important. And praise this image. And whoever makes it the most practical, in the material, the cut, and convenience, so that it can stretch and not constrict a person. People should look and say, this person is practical, this person understands a lot about life. Remark: but you know that my questions and your appeal are addressed mainly to women. It is women, one way or another, who will regulate fashion and demand. They will be ignited and demand something, and the race will begin again. My comment: I don't think that everything will return to the same. Humanity has matured a little, slowed down. It is like the difference in the world view of a girl and a woman with a child. And now, as if everything is ready. We sat with families and children, and survived this virus. And now we must continue to live somehow differently, to adapt to the next virus. And scientists are already talking about this, both doctors and virologists. So, I think that we will take a different direction. Question: I really liked the comparison that there was a girl who liked everything beautiful, with sparkles, because she had a goal, to like. And now she has already become a woman, she has children, a family. She does not need to like, but only to make it comfortable for the family. Even figuratively speaking, she matured. Now, after a virus outbreak, does she begin to understand more? Answer: of course. She gained a sober outlook toward life and the world. The demands are totally different. Question: so the demand for fashion will be comfort? Answer: yes, the most important thing for her is practicality. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, April 13, 2020. Learn to work with egoism. Question: if egoism is bad, if it is necessary to get rid of it, isn't the Creator an egoist? After all, it is written in the Torah that it is necessary to sacrifice for the Creator. But he could have said, that which you have sacrificed for me, give to the poor. What is this if not egoism? What does he teach us? Answer: I don't really like these expressions because they are all far-fetched, completely wrong, not original, and a thousand times transformed. I can show you the original sources, and you will see that these sayings have a completely different meaning than the one you gave to me, although you don't even realize that you are distorting it. There is no need to do this. We must learn to work with egoism. It doesn't disappear anywhere. We just need to balance it correctly with good deeds. That's it. It is given to us by nature. In the world around us, there are plus and minus, good things and bad, and we must use everything. Nothing in itself is bad or good. The balance between good and bad, between plus and minus, gives a positive effect. From CAB TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, May 10, 2020. Everything must be balanced. Question: we are created in order to receive and to bestow. Should everything be in moderation? Not just bestowal without egoism? Answer: of course not. First, egoism does not disappear. We use it all the time. Second, reception and bestowal must be balanced. Only then will there be a dynamic equilibrium in the system. It is necessary to bestow and to receive. One against the other, one part receives, the other part gives, as in each person, and in society, and in the entire system in general. This is what we must learn. From CAB TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, May 10, 2020. Meeting in the spiritual world. Question: how is it possible to reach spiritual adhesion with other people? Answer: to the extent that you rise above our world and to the extent that others also rise above it, you can meet on some common platform, on some common floor. This means that you will begin to understand and feel each other. You will see each other in the spiritual field. There are 125 degrees in the upper world, and on one of them you can meet. It is within your power. From CAB TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, May 17, 2020.